Hello everybody and welcome to the Across the Stages podcast, brought to you by Absolute Motorsport Radio and also available on Absolute Motorsport TV. I'm James Casey and joining me today will be Joshua Sittill. We're going to be previewing the first tarmac round of the World Rally Championship, the Tour de Corse. So it was Sebastian Ogier that took victory in Mexico, but we're now moving on to Tour de Corse, and it's going to be a very different challenge for the drivers as we go to our first full tarmac event of the year. Certainly going to be very, very different for the drivers, and should see plenty of names up there towards the top. No kind of problems with road order here. It's going to be a pretty level playing field in terms of that. So I think we could see quite a few different challenges in this one. It's going to be interesting, but who are we thinking possibly as a contender or multiple contenders for the victory?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have our usual contenders, aren't we? You know, Tanaka, Ogier and Neville, the seemingly the only three people at the moment who can win rallies. But let's hope that, you know, someone can change that. Chris Meek may be the most likely top shakedown today. He's been looking really quick. We know he likes this rally as well. You know, came pretty close to winning here a couple of years ago and only sort of retired for a new fault of his own. So maybe it would be good to see him up there. I mean, who else have we got? You know, possibly Lappi as well. He's, you know, in need of a good result. Did well in Sweden, but, you know, the other two rallies didn't go his way. So, you know, there's quite a few drivers up and down that can hopefully take it to those top three.
I think for me, I'd probably put possibly Loeb. I'd like to see him up there. Didn't see too much from him in the first couple of rounds, but now he should be used to that Hyundai. And obviously, Corsica is an event that he goes well at. Didn't get the result last year when he did it, but certainly showed some good pace. Possibly Danny Sordo up there as well. So plenty of people, I think. But for me, that main one outside of the top three, as you said, of course, they're going to be up there. Ogier, Tanak, Neville. I'd say the main one would be Meek. Obviously, he had a very unfortunate Mexico, got into the lead and then had that puncture that dropped him down. And I think the form is really with him, and this is an event that suits him. And I think that this is now where we can really see Meek push on and start contending for victories.
Absolutely. He's definitely, like you say, he got that momentum, and now, you know, he needs to get those results. He's played, you know, showed plenty of pace so far. But it'd be really nice to see him actually get to the end of the rally without any problems, because the first three, you know, he has pretty much managed to do that. But there's always been sort of one major incident per rally, which has sort of grounded him to sort of fifth and sixth so far. Let's hope now that, like you say, with hopefully a bit of momentum behind him and no bad luck, he can really get in amongst the top and, you know, start getting on his first podium again.
Of course, Ogier Tanak is the man that leads the World Championship, and a really good display in Mexico. First time that he'd been opening the road as a championship leader, managed to finish in second there. And I think going into Corsica, he's going to have good confidence now. Obviously, this event, as I said, no problems with road order for him, so he'll be up there. And I think this is a real big test for me. Ogier is strong in Corsica, and they're on a level playing field. I think we're now going to see kind of where Ogier and Citroën are in comparison to Tanak and Toyota.
Absolutely. I think, you know, so far we have seen that the two strongest packages, you know, have been Tanak and Toyota and Ogier and Citroën. And I think that's probably what we're going to see in Corsica. You know, those two, as you say, really, really taking it to each other. And unfortunately, I think, you know, out of those big three, you know, we have said, you know, this before, but, you know, Thierry Neville and Hyundai do seem to be a little further back. Neville's actually managed to get, I think, pretty good results compared to the pace he's had, but he hasn't shown, I think, that sort of rally-winning potential that we've seen from every rally from Tanak and Ogier. So I think, you know, work to be done, isn't it, really, for Hyundai. They really need a good rally. I know they've got a big mid-season upgrade coming, but there's still quite a few rounds before that's scheduled to come.
Yeah, I forgot about the big upgrade that they've got coming. And as you say, they have got to wait. They've got to keep unplugging at the moment. It doesn't quite look like they've got the car, really. They were pretty strong in Mexico, weren't they? But that was only really because of the road position of Sordo and Mikkelsen. Neville definitely struggled in the first day there. Yeah, I think this could be quite a tough event for them. The early signs don't look brilliant for them. They are a little bit behind. They're switching up their drive lineup as well. I think it's worth mentioning this. So this event in Corsica, we're not seeing Andreas Mikkelsen. It'll be Sordo, Loeb and Neville, the kind of tarmac specialists. I think that's a fair enough move, really. I really can't see any reason for Mikkelsen to complain, especially with the results that he's had of late.
Absolutely. I think it's all about Hyundai, getting the best three drivers, for each event that comes. They've got, four very talented guys. I mean, Mikkelsen still has loads of potential. He showed that in Mexico, but if he's not delivering the results, then it is sort of time to step aside, for certain rounds. I mean, he's back in Argentina anyway, isn't he? So it's only sort of a one rally bench for him. And hopefully he can use that as sort of motivation to really shine and really get results when he is in the car. And hopefully it won't turn into something where he sort of knocks his confidence. But I think something had to change, and that's that's what has changed.
Yeah, we will be seeing Mikkelsen then, as you say, back in Argentina and in Chile. He'll be alongside Sordo and Neuville in Argentina, and then Loeb will be in Chile. The new event there, which will be quite interesting to see. I could have touched upon this before. I think that this could be where Loeb makes a step forward, but he just hasn't quite shown what we saw in his return with Citroën thus far, and that could be a sign of the car, or it could just be the sign of him getting used to the car. But I certainly think for me, it's not a great sign for the team that he hasn't quite been able to fire on all cylinders just yet.
Yeah, it does seem to me like he took to that Citroën a lot easier than he has to this Hyundai, and like you say, maybe that's a characteristic of the car. But he's not quite been delivering the sort of performances that we expect from Loeb, and even just the ones that we've seen in recent years with Citroën. So we'll see if that changes. Maybe because he hasn't quite got the advantageous road position. Maybe that comes into play. And like you said, of course, it doesn't really matter in Corsica. But yeah, if it's going to happen anywhere, you would think that it should happen here. Chile's a new event. He doesn't really have experience on there. I think he's mainly there to sort of help the team, with his obviously years of experience, and he knows how to tackle new events. So maybe he's sort of more there to sort of help the team as a whole than get an individual good result there. But in terms of Corsica, this should be a good opportunity for him. Although the shakedown hasn't gone too well for him or Neuville. They are sort of propping up the field. So yeah, there is work to be done for him, let's say that.
I suppose we'll see over the course of the next few days. And then finally, we'll touch on M Sport. Two very different kind of scenarios with their two drivers. Elvin Evans riding high after a good result in Mexico on the podium, going to an event where he's strong. He's been good at Corsica in the past. Sunderland, on the other hand, three races where rallies where he's had incidents, and now going to an event which he didn't do last year and has never done in a WRC car. So Sunderland kind of on the back foot, and M Sport kind of just told him, just finish this event really, we need to start getting on with it. But Evans, on the other hand, I think this could be a positive event for him.
Yeah, Malcolm Wilson basically told Sunderland to stop crashing, didn't he? I think so. Yeah, that's I guess a pretty obvious statement, really. But yeah, he does really need to get to the end of the rally. 1 point to his name from three rallies is, I think, goes without saying, is not good enough. But yeah, like you said, Evans, got a podium in Mexico. It's going to be, I think, a difficult rally for them. I think they'll shine more on events like Argentina and Chile, where they can sort of use their road position a little bit more. But yeah, I think the main goal, just get two cars to the finish, and you'll have a double points finish.
And then we'll run through our WRC2 contenders, as we like to do. Good entry list in terms of overall. A couple of pro cars, Robin Pera and Pignalcek. So obviously out of those, Robin Pera will pick up the 25 points. But the overall WRC2 is looking pretty good. We've got Eric Camley back in the Polo GTI, as well as Veybee as well, the championship leader. Johan Bonato won in Monte Carlo. He's going to be here, and then we've got Graezin as well, who's we know is very quick, and plenty of other drivers as well, who are pretty good on tarmac to add into that as well. So should be interesting, and early signs looking good for Camley, but I think that's pretty wide open.
Yeah, definitely. The introduction of the sort of Polo has really sort of livened up this battle, hasn't it? We're so used to just seeing Skoda dominate, and we maybe thought that Rovan Perra would have it, all his own way this year. But he's still yet to get a proper win. I mean, I think he hasn't even won the Pro Series, to be fair, yet. But yeah, it's looking, I think, pretty good for the competition. I think the Polo is probably going to be the strongest. We're probably looking at Veybee and Camely to sort of battle it out. Rovan Perra, I'm sure, will be up there, but he basically just needs to get to the end and have an incident-free rally, and then he'll probably be on the podium or winning it anyway. So that's definitely his goal. He can't really afford to have the third rally in a row with incidents. So I'm hoping for a clean rally for him, and also hoping that the Polos can take it to him, and plenty of other drivers as well. Nia Salans, Katsuta. There's so many Ricci Yates. in a Skoda as well. So there's so much to watch out for.
Yeah, and we've got a few local drivers as well. We have Adrian Formeau, who there was a lot of talk about in Monte Carlo. He had a good result there. I think he was in the overall top 10, and he's a very young French driver. There's a lot of talk about. Yeah, that could be good. Pierre-Louis Loubet as well, who was he was at the European Rally Championship a week ago, and now he's here at his home event as well. So yeah, loads of names there that could be contending, and we will see as the weekend goes on. Finally, we've of course got the juniors back, and what a different test this is for them, the snow of Sweden to Corsica, which yeah, certainly very different for them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's good to test them on all different surfaces. And like I say, this is a very different one. So I would not be surprised if the order is sort of completely different to what it was in Sweden. You know, we'd expect, but Dennis Rådström will be coming back with vengeance. I mean, you know, he was the pre-season favourite, had a pretty woeful Sweden. You know, Tom Christensen won their last time out. So let's see if he can continue that. And let's see if Rådström has anything to say about that.
Yeah, and then I say about the conditions being very, very different, but there were a few pictures circulating yesterday of snow in Corsica on some of the high altitude stages. There was a little bit of snow around. It looks like the weather's now nice and sunny and that will all be cleared, but that was quite interesting to see. It looked like we were going to have Monte Carlo 2.0, which would have been something a bit new.
Yeah, that could have definitely, I think, mixed it up, couldn't it, really, with that one. But yeah, we'll see what the weather conditions bring. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, so it promises to be an interesting one then, and we'll speak to you after the rally, going through everything that happened across all three of the classes once again. And yeah, we'll talk to you then. Thank you very much for listening today, and goodbye.